flu, don't go get the swine flu vaccine.
There is one little word that could save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if the doctor says then make him take it himself, just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
There is one little word that could save your health. Just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
And if Obama says then make him take it himself, just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
I don't need your prescription. I ain't got no affliction. Corporate pharmaceutical team with politicians. Put them on.
Welcome to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio with information that can save your life. On the show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world, who have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth, where doctors create disease and destroy life and administer biological weapons, nicknamed vaccines, which are corrupting our very genetic structure, where police and the judicial system protect the criminals and persecute the innocent, where governments have become terrorists against the people they purport to serve and commit treason every day by allowing the destruction of our air, water, food, and planet, who suppress the natural solutions to all these problems already available, who are stealing and torturing our children under the guise of child protection. The ability to see the big picture is a critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to bring these predators down. The critical first step for everyone with a conscience is to do your own research, as we have been lied to about everything. The study of language is very revealing. The word lie was put in the middle of the word belief, as when the psychopaths are able to lead the slave work units to believe a lie, it becomes the truth of the slave work units. It's very important that you check out the diagrams on my website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com or drcarly.com, which is a little larger and difficult to manage. But if you go to reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, click on the vaccine induced disease tab, print out the diagrams. The first one, the big picture, is the cause of all disease on one piece of paper, and then also listen to the link where you can hear me give a lecture explaining the diagrams in Chicago a few years ago. Because the only way you're going to be able to maintain your health or to get your health back is if you learn how they've made you sick in the first place. Because it's all intentional. This is not my belief. This is self-evident from the mountain of documents I have. And the last two newsletters I sent out actually have links to multiple documents which prove this beyond any shadow of a doubt. And that's what we have to do. There's no place to go. There's no agency to report this to. The UN and the WHO are in on the genocide. So our only solution is to wake up as many people as possible and to get them to stand up and just say no. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. To learn how I do consults, click on the Services tab on my ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com site. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662. Between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, any day of the week. I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that my number has been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you, because strange things are happening. Always remember, I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I first disease, natural therapies in people and in pets. Okay, there's the music. Today you're going to hear from another warrior vaccine, but I just have a little bit of look right back.
Yeah. If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
What's Ailing America? Let me just finish my intro. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. And also, it's very important to get listener participation. I love it when listeners call in. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 800-313-9443. Very important that callers mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever's speaking. And I do have a guest today, so please wait until the second hour to call in so I have an opportunity to introduce the topic of the week. Please support the Republic Broadcasting Network if you appreciate the shows that are broadcast here. And please let them know what shows you are appreciating. I also strongly suggest that if you have not yet done so, you go to reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, click on the links page, and check out the colloidal silver generator that I use personally and teach all my clients about. Because as we're being sprayed with biological weapons, especially aerosolized rabies and all kinds of other things, that they are doing to kill us, silver is one of the best things you can do to protect yourself from the idiots that are getting vaccinated, the sprays that are being done, whatever you're exposed to, microorganism-wise, Silver doesn't help with vaccines, but that's what I teach people how to do, to detox vaccines and other very dangerous toxins from their body. But silver is certainly going to help you get to a point where at least you have a fighting chance against the mad scientists that are destroying our world. Okay, I am very excited to have on my show today as my guest, Desiree Rover. I was actually on her show last week. She's pretty much like me, and she's in the Netherlands, and she's waking people up. And I was on her show last week, which is also posted on the Light of Day Radio Show.com. Her website is Desiree Rover, D-E-S-I-R-E-E, Rover, R-O-V-E-R.N-L. And I would like to welcome Desiree to the show, where we're going to talk about how most Americans are clueless about vaccine-induced disease, and that's what's ailing America. One of my big disappointments is how brain-dead Americans are as a rule, and I'm sure that's because there's a larger percentage of Americans on psychotropic drugs than any other country. We're being bombarded with neurotoxins like mercury, aluminum, all kinds of other things, fluoride in the water, you name it. So we have a bunch of brain-dead slave work units pretty much here in America. But I try my best to wake up, you know, whoever has any working brain cells left. And I was so excited to meet you. Desiree is very much involved in exposing the experiment in Chad on the African children with this killer vaccine. She's responsible for translating many of the documents from French into English, especially the very important WHO guidelines for investigating vaccine reactions. It was truly amazing to find that little puppy and how they never follow their own guidelines. So thank you so much, Desiree, for everything you're doing, trying to wake up the people. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Dr. Carly. There's one thing that I want to put straight. The WHO documentation, I didn't translate. I found, after quite a while, I found the English translation by the WHO itself.
Well, that's even more better, because then they can't say that you used the wrong word. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, but the rest I did. All the documents from the government and from the committee of independent experts in Chad who said it was between these children's ears. All that I translated. Yes.
Excellent. So let me just start out with asking you: how did you get interested in this very widespread lie that's being told to people of the world? I mean, we've been lied to about everything, but in terms of vaccines being something that people can protect their health with, you know, there's no bigger lie than that. I mean, vaccines are changing our very genetic structure, amongst other things. And how did you get started in this?
Well, more or less the same like you did on a personal level in my life. Because when my second son was 2 years old, suddenly he didn't want to eat anymore. He told me that. And he couldn't walk. And, well, after many, many weeks in the hospital, in which I stayed with him 24/7, they didn't like that at that time. I'm talking 1981. They finally found out that he had a tumor in his spine near his hips. And so that's why he couldn't walk and wouldn't eat, because the tumor was growing into his tummy. So he had two operations and a radiation thing and a chemotherapy. And I stayed with him all that time, day and night, and for months on end in the hospital. So I got a good look into the kitchen of Western pharmaceutical medicine and the such. And I was amazed more than once at the things they said and did. And with my purely simple logic and common sense, they did things that I thought, what the heck is this? And then came the moment that the professor pediatrics of the hospital invited me to explain to his students, medical students, how it is to be a mother with a kid with cancer in the hospital. And this professor gave me proposals as how to it was in the hospital as a mother with a kid with cancer. And I had to redress everything he said. I had to say, no, it's not exactly like that. It's exactly not like that. It's the opposite. It's like this. And since that was not merely his educational style, I had to assume that he just didn't know. And then I thought how it would be interesting how many students would be in the audience that would scratch behind their ears and think, hey, what's about the rest of the information of this professor? How correct is that? But on the other hand, I had seen that these students and these young doctors never got the time to do that. And I don't have to tell you that studying medicines basically is trauma-based mind control program with sleep deprivation and nutritional deprivation and everything else. So, yes, they made a lot of mistakes. And, oh, gosh, I could write a book on that.
Wait, and I just want to underline the ridiculousness of this, you know, I can just picture this guy, the white coat, probably with a bow tie. The really arrogant ones like to wear bow ties, you know, sitting there talking down to you, that he would like you to share with his medical students and residents, blah, blah, blah. And of course, when you don't want to share what he wants you to share, all of a sudden it's like, well, what do you know type deal? You know, it's just amazing. These people, they just don't get it, but they won't let themselves get it, because if they were to actually contemplate the damage that they are causing, I don't know how they could sleep at night.
No, I don't know either, because I saw the most horrendous things. And one of the little sayings that I created at that time, and I collected them in a little booklet and I gave them to people in the hospital. One of the sayings was, when the head is not connected to the heart, the hand and feet can do the most atrocious things. And that is what I saw day in and day out in that hospital, not only with my own son, but also with the other children.
Exactly. Well, before we go on, how did your son fare? Did he survive?
No, there were 20 times planned for his chemo stuff. And after number 17, he succumbed to what the adriamycin did, give him cardiomyopathy. So his heart blew out, basically. And that happened before my eyes. But also, I want to stress that in that bottleneck existence in the hospital with the fear and the awful stuff that went on, there were moments of indescribable happiness as well, strangely enough. There is always a balance if you know how to find it. And so when he died, I saw in his eyes that he could see where he was going. And when the first operation showed that he had cancer, I mentally had talked to my dead father. So something like, if this little boy dies, you have to be there to catch him. And I could see in my son's eyes that his grandfather was there.
Wow.
So that was very good. And the whole story, of course, I have been stark raving mad at the beginning with grief and also with rage against what had happened. But I have been able to turn that around and to use that energy for what I'm doing now.
We have so much in common. Yeah, we have so much in common. It is amazing. All I can say is that your son's gift to you was to open your eyes, just as my son's was. And now the moms are going to take care of us. So watch out, vaccine manufacturers. Dates come. Right now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
We're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is most Americans are clueless about vaccine-induced diseases, with my guest, Desiree Rover from the Netherlands. She's a medical research journalist, author, and radio host. Please tell the listeners about your radio show, Desiree.
It's on Sunday nights from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. In the Netherlands. That means that it is exactly the 2 hours before you begin this show on Sunday. Okay. And it's on the website www.argusoog.org. And it's called Gezond en Wel, or Healthy and Well. But the MP3s of all my shows people can find on my website under radio shows.
And you cover a lot of the same things that I do, because basically, in order to maintain health or regain health, you have to know what's out there that's killing us. And the list is endless, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I did a lot of people shows with Americans, American doctors, dentists, Hal Huggins, Dr. Thomas Levy, Nancy Banks, and next week I will have Janice Barcelo about childbirth, and I had Vicky Thorne on abortion, and yeah, well, a great variety, and many of my shows are in English, so yeah, there is no commercial breaks, so I have a two-hour show that is really 2 hours full-on. And I try to give my guests a platform to share their knowledge or their experiences or their messages. And, yeah, it works very well.
And what kind of response are you getting from the people in the Netherlands? As I said, in my opinion, Americans are the most brain dead of all the people on the earth. But I'm just curious as to what you think about that.
Well, Holland is not far behind. There are more and more people waking up, though. I have seen that the 911 thing was for men, mostly, the moment that they snapped out of their hypnosis and thought, whoa, but this is not possible. So then they started to look, and with women, the vaccination issue is one that every woman who gives birth to a child in every country becomes an issue. And it becomes sometimes an issue of strife between the two partners, because the mother intuitively feels that she should not put vaccines into her baby. And then the father, more from a mental state of mind, decides that, yeah, we have to do it because everybody does it. And I don't know what else, what other reasons they have. But sometimes it's that parents are not in the same corner in this respect. But the 2009 pandemic with the Mexican flu, and before that with the 72 kilos of contaminated virus that Dexter sent to Austria, that was a little bit too much for some people. And so many more people woke up. And now we have in Holland the issue that they decided to vaccinate pregnant women, and basically the Mexican flu pandemic's vaccination in 2009 was the primer for that people got used to vaccinating pregnant women, which is absolute lunacy, of course, but if it's not criminal. But now they are threatening to vaccinate pregnant women with a pertussis vaccine. Because last year we had a pertussis epidemic, they say. And even if it subsided after July 2012, they still are waving this pertussis vaccine around. And of course, it's not only the pertussis that these pregnant women would get. It's a DTP vaccine of Dutch make. And so it's diphtheria, tetanus together.
And of course, I learned from a book called Immunological Adjuvants and Vaccines, published by NATO in the early 80s, their Health and Sciences Division, that they admit in there that they've been doing experiments to cause infertility using the DPT vaccine. So it's no surprise that that's the vaccine they have chosen. And it's just so amazing, because when you really start to investigate these issues, in fact, you find out that in almost all cases where they claim they have an outbreak of measles or pertussis or whatever, you find out that almost all the children with the disease were vaccinated. So, of course, they vaccinated them with the disease, they got the disease, and this is somehow protection in the minds of these corrupt monsters that have to know what they're doing at the highest levels. There's no way they could not know what they're doing.
I agree,
okay,
totally.
Okay, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, we do have breaks on the show, so there's the music again. We'll be right back to continue this very important conversation. People are learning all over the world, folks. What about your family? Wake them up. Right back.
Yo. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is most Americans clueless about vaccine-induced diseases. And sounds like this is a pretty common problem, of course, because the medical mafia pushes this fraud on the people to the degree that they do. And before the show, you had Skype me this amazing critique done by Vera Scheibner of the 16-page Australian pro-vaccination booklet, which her response is over 50 pages. I didn't get a chance to read the whole thing yet, but it's basically the same story, what's going on in Australia. As a matter of fact, I have a client in Australia who was born in Pakistan, and he's getting ready to move back there because of what's going on. He's just now having a new baby, and they're trying all kinds of tactics. In fact, Dr. Scheibner mentions it in her little booklet here. One thing they're trying to do is get the people to believe, especially the poor people, that due to the latest changes in the family tax system, families that are financially stressed are being made to believe that they will not get tax benefits unless they get their children vaccinated. Talk about, you know, total corruption and fraud. I mean, what should getting a tax benefit have to do with vaccinating your children? That shows how the governments are all involved in this. This is a conspiracy, without question.
Yeah, I agree. It's pure blackmail also, and illegal, because also in Australia, vaccination is not mandatory. So a non-mandatory standard procedure, you connect that to a tax exemption for parents that are very poor. No, that is totally idiotic, of course. And yeah, well, they try to do that sort of thing all over the world, because what I see in what arena I'm looking, I'm busy with organ donation right now, organizing a lecture with an American doctor, Dr. Byrne, here in Holland, about organ donation. But also there, our government has been offering this codicil stuff to make yourself an organ donor without that they tell the whole truth. And the same I see in the vaccination arena. It's only half-truths, which are whole lies in my book.
Yes.
So people cannot decide on the complete information what they want. And I know the people in Holland who do the propaganda for vaccination, like the head, the previous head of the, it's a health organization in Holland, the RIVM. This guy is totally an idiot. I mean, he never answers straight to a question that you put to him. He always tells his own story, turns around the subject, turns it upside down, doesn't give a real answer, and then is surprised that people get mad. And then he literally flees with his tail between his legs. That happened one time at a presentation he gave in Amsterdam. He fled.
Because people were asking him hard questions, right?
Exactly. Yes, he thought we were out for to him. How you say that? We wanted to attack him physically. No, we were emotionally upset because he never gave a true answer to our questions, which were logical questions, asking for a logical, rational answer. And he kept blabbing on around it, and it was really—it's on YouTube, by the way. You can see it happen. It's quite amusing.
Wait, can you remember what the YouTube is named so we can check it out?
Oh yeah, I can give you the link. Not right now, but I can give it to you later. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I'd love to see that, and yeah. I'll mention it on the show next week, because next week, I'm going to have a veterinarian on with me. I'm going to also hook you up with his name is Dr. John Robb from Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
And they're going after him because he had the audacity to warn his clients that the tiny little breeds like Chihuahuas are getting the same dose of the vaccine bioweapon as, you know, Great Danes, and how dangerous that was. And so they've taken away his license for veterinary medicine, and they're going after him big time. Pretty much, you know, he's living my life as per what they did to me back in 2002. And so people have to realize this is what happens. If anyone from the medical community stands up, that, you know, we're the most dangerous because we give up everything to tell the truth, and that's very scary to Big Pharma. And so this is what people have to realize. And of course, what you're talking about with this minion, this is the same thing that always occurs. They can't answer questions because the evidence for vaccines being bioweapons is just, it's mind-boggling. I mean, I have thousands of documents. That's why I can't get my darn book done, because it's like an encyclopedia. I have to edit it down. There's so much proof. And I sent out a newsletter. Actually, it's a two-parter. My last newsletter last week was part two, where I have different documents that basically prove that they know exactly what they're doing, especially the WHO memos. I don't know if you got a chance to check those out yet.
Yeah.
The, Yeah, the WHO memos are basically proof that they're intentionally doing this. You know, they figured out a three-part system where first you fill the patient with viruses, then you shut down their immune system so they can't react, and then when the time is right, you give them a third shot, which is going to push their body into what's called a cytokine storm, where you drown on your own body fluids or any other thing, you know, that's going to happen, happens. And so this is certainly depopulation under Agenda 21. And see, I'm sure that you realize also, Desiree, one of our problems is that people that have a conscience can't even conceive that such evil exists. They can't fathom that a doctor who took an oath to first do no harm is going to knowingly harm their family members or their pets. They can't fathom it, even though it's happening right before their eyes. How do you deal with that problem?
Well, I see the same here, cognitive dissonance. But the first do no harm, it's not in the Dutch doctor's oath anymore. That is a, well, it has nothing to do with the Hippocratic Oath anymore, even.
So what did they take an oath to make as much money for Big Pharma and kill as many of their...
To help Western medicine, not the patient.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing. Yeah.
They got to improve their reputation. That's why they're bringing out minions here in the U.S., especially this Dr. Oz Big Pharma shill. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he is amazing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. But I wanted to say, this Dutch minion of the RIVM, he is a bit like Paul off it, as I say. And he, when my book was published, I wrote a book on the HPV vaccines, and it is still totally correct today as the minute I wrote it in 2009. And he couldn't stand that. So he had on the page in the paper where they let me talk about my book, he had a say, and he said something like, oh, it's total crap, that book, and this woman is nothing. She isn't a doctor. I can't take her on. I can't fire her. I can't take any license away from her. She is nothing. So what I did was that I had a visiting card printed with on it, I'm nothing but happy without vaccines. And I gave the card to him, but he has no sense of humor, of course. So that was very clear for me also. And it was eye-opening towards him.
Okay, what's the name of your book and where can people obtain it?
Yeah, well, it's in Dutch, alas. I have to rewrite it in English because it is still up to date. I went into the history of vaccines and the history of Merck because we thought at that time that Holland was going to inject the Gardasil. So I talk a lot about Merck, but it's the same with every pharmaceutical company. They do mergers all the time and obfuscate any connections they have between them. And what I found out, I found a website, biopharma.com, and that is a list of all medicines and vaccines on the market in America and Europe. And then they publish all the companies that were involved in the development of a certain vaccine. And then you see with Gardasil, you see a whole list of different companies who, for our idea, are each other's competitors, but in reality, apparently, they are not. Because they work together in bringing a vaccine like that into being. So that was an eye-opener as well. But yes, they don't like me at all at government level in Holland, because I had quite a lot of success together with other people to railroad the vaccine campaign that they had for 13 to 16-year-old girls in 2009. They called it a catching-up program. So they grabbed all these 13 to 16 year old girls to vaccinate them with three times the cervarix vaccine. Mm-hmm. And this program, they had counted on a 90% coverage, and they didn't even get to 50. So that was mea maxima culpa.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And let me just tell the listeners, cervarix is one of two HPV vaccines. The one used here in the States the most is Gardasil. But I am convinced beyond any shadow of a doubt that this HPV vaccine is one of the worst monstrosities the vaccine manufacturers have ever come up with. Young girls are dying. They're getting all kinds of very serious chronic diseases. Just a couple of weeks ago, I had two parents call me in the same week. One daughter had come down with insulin-dependent diabetes very shortly within two injections. She never even got the third. And then another young girl had renal failure, and they're starting to talk about doing a renal transplant. Out of the clear blue sky, no other reason for it, but of course, whenever the parents bring up the vaccine, the answer is always the same. Oh, it can't be the vaccine. You know, it is the vaccine. And this is where I, as a scientist, talk about the first part of the scientific method being observation. If you do something to somebody and something bad happens, it is from whatever you did. You can use statistics. You can twist and spin it. You can use the coincidence word, whatever you want. But it's self-evident. And this is what they can't get away from. And I think that obvious fact is what's really waking up a lot of parents.
Yes. And, yeah, also, there is, at least in Holland, a tendency among certain parents to be more awake. To get more awake. And but other groups still are deeply asleep. I just got a second grandson. I was at his birth, and what I saw happen in that hospital was atrocious again. And these parents, my son and his girlfriend, they know absolutely nothing about childbirth when they have this baby. It's amazing. I try to educate my daughter-in-law a bit, and that worked very well until I was not next to her when she was in the hospital, and they talked her into inducing her labor, which was totally nonsense, but it happened. And that sort of thing, there it already begins. There you already lose your baby to the government. And what this inducing labor does is that it creates brain damage and damage in the way mother and child can bond, because a lot of hormones, natural hormones that are exchanged between mother and baby during childbirth, are out of the window because of the chemical ones. They are in power. And so the body of the mother doesn't even make the oxytocin. And yeah, the baby gets this monitor thing on his head. It's screwed into the weak spot on the top of its head. That is the first thing that he notices from the outside world. Welcome right. to this hell.
Right.
So yeah, it is amazing, but. And I was with my daughter-in-law at what we call, you call it the well baby visits at the pediatrician. We have special bureaus where you go. It's the consultation bureau, they call it, and I call it the consternation bureau. And this my daughter-in-law asked this doctor, how do you think about vaccines? And then it was like she pushed a button. This woman started raving, almost foaming at the mouth, as how good vaccines were. And as soon as I said, well, I'm not so sure about that, well, I could really get it. But she came with such nonsense, like if we stop vaccinating, people of children start dying again. And right. If your son is not vaccinated and he pricks himself on a thorn of a rose, he can get tetanus. I said, what? She was way out. And she kept raving on. It was really amazing. So I looked at my daughter-in-law and I pulled one eyebrow in the air. So like, what's this? And I'm happy to say that she could see through the nonsense that came out of this woman's mouth. But I have to be there every time when she goes there, if she goes there, because I don't trust this doctor 1 second. Because right. This is the type of woman that will jab my grandson when my daughter-in-law isn't looking because she's distracted or what, by doing something else.
Okay, and there's the music. And let me say, I have heard from people that have even said they're not interested in vaccines, and then before they know it, the nurse has the needle in the child's arm or leg. They don't even listen to the parent. They're so obsessed with this whole inoculation thing. Okay, there's music. We'll be back after these messages.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
To inform them of the truth, and especially to accompany, you know, your daughter-in-law to the visit with the vaccinator to protect that child. I mean, there's nothing more important than that. Do they realize?
Yeah, my daughter-in-law does realize because she has experienced my help at the birth, because with these idiotic pains that she had from the inducing of the labor, I could keep her calm and straight. I have done that for 8 hours with her. So, yeah, I got some kudos there. So she is prepared to listen. And when I come with my logic saying that no baby is ever vaccinated against a disease, but every baby is always injected with a disease.
Exactly.
And yeah. On my website, I have this document, Vaccine Tables. It's under the heading Vaccinations. And I basically made a breakdown of all the vaccines in the Dutch vaccine program, but these are international vaccines, and it doesn't matter which vaccine you look at. All of them have this list of non-friendly chemicals in it and other entities that make it clear that if you take an apple and you would inject all those things that are in vaccines into this apple, and I want to give this apple to your child, would you allow me to do that? Then the parent would say, no, of course not. And then I say, okay, why have it injected into his bloodstream then? And that is a very clear example.
Exactly. That is the hard question. Not to mention the fact that, of course, you know, being exposed to viruses and bacteria as they're supposed to be exposed to, with their, you know, immune system intact and having their respiratory or GI tracts exposed first, and then the secretory IgA is what starts the natural immunity rolling, as I describe in my document, Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, on drcarly.com. This is how children's immune systems learn how to work. And, yep. You know, the idea, another truth that I always tell people to ask these monsters is, you know, if a bug is bad, how can injecting it directly into the bloodstream be a good thing? When you just consider that initial fraud on its face, it is ridiculous. And I also have on my reversingvaccineinducediseases.com site under the vids tab, I don't know if you've ever seen the document Physicians Guarantee of Vaccine Safety.
Oh, yeah. I have it on my website as well.
Yeah, I just checked your site. Unfortunately, it's not English. But, yeah, that's an excellent document for anybody to bring with them to the pediatrician and watch and see how fast they run to the bathroom. Okay, there's that pesky music again. We'll be back after these messages, and if anybody wants to call in, feel free. We'll be right back.